Your Tuesday Evening Briefing by Andrea Knappel and Sandra Stevenson from NewYorkTimes.com, narrated by Jordan Ring. Good evening. Here's the latest. Number 1. The second day of the Republican National Convention was shadowed by the first, thanks not only to the tough oratory but also to Melania Trump's speech, which contained passages that were virtually identical to some in Michelle Obama's convention speech in 2008. Mr. Trump's campaign and senior Republicans offered conflicting explanations for similarities in the speeches. Mr. Trump's campaign chairman, denying plagiarism, accused Hillary Clinton's campaign of trying to draw attention to the issue. Number 2. Tonight's speakers, who are the focus on jobs and the economy, include two top Republicans who have kept Mr. Trump at a distance: the House Speaker, Paul Ryan, and the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. Also, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, who was passed over as running mate, the billionaire Peter Thiel, and two Trump children, Donald Jr. and Tiffany. Our live coverage is here. Number 3. The Republicans' convention and the Democrats' next week is drawing out two familiar satirists, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert's unctuous commentator, Stephen Colbert. The Late Show, with Mr. Colbert as host and Mr. Stewart as executive producer, plans live broadcasts after each night of both conventions. So far, the idea has been good for ratings. Monday night's program was the number one broadcast late night show for the first time in 5 months. Number 4. Hillary Clinton is weighing a short list of three possible running mates: Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis, and Tom Vilsack, the Agriculture Secretary. Our poll-crunching experts have created an elections model that puts Mrs. Clinton's chances of winning at 76% and Mr. Trump's at 24%. Number 5. Roger Ailes, who is being sued for sexual harassment, is in talks with 21st Century Fox on his departure as chairman of Fox News, according to a person briefed on the discussions. A consulting role at Fox News appeared a possibility. His exit or demotion would be a stunning fall. Over 20 years, Mr. Ailes built Fox News into a top-rated cable news program and the leading media platform for conservatives. Number 6. NASA scientists were so stunned by global temperatures that they pushed up their annual announcement by months. Every month so far this year has hit a global heat record. Number 7. Wildfire experts have an idea on how to reduce the Northeast booming population of white-tailed deer, which pose an increasing hazard to drivers. Bring back the cougar, they argue in a newspaper. The eastern cougar could prey on enough deer in its historic range to prevent 155 human deaths and 21,400 human injuries and save $2.3 billion over the course of 30 years. But it seems unlikely that people would accept the cost, an estimated one human death a year, from wild cougars. Number 8. Lawsuits filed by three states say Volkswagen's emission deception went all the way to the top. The suits say the company's current chief executive, Matthias Mueller, was aware 10 years ago when he headed VW's luxury division that Audis were not being outfitted with equipment needed to meet U.S. clean air standards. The idea that this level of fraud could take place and involve so many people at such high levels of a major international corporation is appalling, said Eric Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General. Number 9. The nation's racial tensions are playing out in the entertainment world. Leslie Jones, a star of the woman-dominated Ghostbusters reboot, left Twitter after trolls pelted her with slurs, threats, and pornography. "I mean, on my worst day, I can't think of this type of hate to put out," she posted in disbelief. Twitter said that it was trying to rein in abusers, but acknowledged that it was not where it should be on how we handle these issues. Number 10. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for another attack in Europe. A 17-year-old Afghan immigrant who used an axe on four passengers on a Bavarian train got out and then seriously injured a woman who was walking her dog. The random nature of ISIS attacks grew more clear as a regional Islamic group in Nice, France, said that more than a third of 84 people killed by a rampaging truck were Muslims. Number 11. Finally, good news and bad news. The bad. A huge construction crane collapsed on the Tappan Zee Bridge, north of New York City, shutting down traffic on major highways. The good. No one was killed. It's a miracle that the boom fell across six lanes of traffic, cars that are doing 60 to 70 miles an hour, and not one car was hit by the boom, said an official with the Crane Operators Union.